Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I want to talk today about why are those that die in their sins and remain in their sins because they've willfully chosen to stay in their sins. How is it that when they die, the said preachers of the American church today usher them into heaven? Because it's not scriptural in any sense, not even close. Jesus came into the world to save us from our sins, not that we might remain in our sins. Okay? And what is the end of sin? Romans 6:23. The end of sin is death. And who chose to commit the act of sin? Well, read James 1:12. Okay? We're the ones that were enticed by our own lusts. And when lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. And many times it comes to our natural death, to our body. Folks, when it comes to a consummation, it's all over with. We're done. But again, no matter what people do today, I've seen it over and over and over again. As to the people that I knew in many cases, where they went on in their sin, and then when they were being memorialized at the wakes of the funeral, somehow or another, the preacher that didn't know them is ushering them into heaven. I'm going to talk about this because it grieves me, because I know it grieves the Holy Ghost. And the fact of the matter is, if we have the Holy Ghost, we're going to be grieved along with Him, right? And we see too much of this stuff. It's completely backwards. It's completely upside down. And I'm going to give you some parables and analogies and testimonials of real life scenarios that have taken place in my life. And again, I want to convey this to the people because I know a lot of people think just because they profess that they're going to heaven or they've been baptized by the sprinkling of water, they think that they're just automatically going to heaven regardless if they live their whole lives on the course of hell. They're sadly mistaken, unscriptural every step of the way. Unscriptural. Folks, you've been lied to. And folks, how do you put any weight in what you see in the modern day professors in America anyways? It's embarrassing to say the least. We're going to be getting to that in just a couple minutes. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. I want to share a couple things with you. I got to use the majority of the hour today highlighting the issue that I want to hit. It's been on my heart for some time now. But we have some serious things going on in the United States of America. As we all know, we are under attack by our said representatives. There's no question about it. That have sold themselves out like Judas sold out the truth to their own demise, Luke 22:48. that are working for those that you would call the elitists. They love that, folks. Elitists. Yeah, yeah. The globalists. Yeah, the cabal. Yeah, those guys. That's who they're working for. And you all the well know that they're working for them. So quit deceiving yourselves into believing otherwise. I just seen this. Somebody had sent it over to me. And it's a young lady talking about C40.org. And they're talking about coming for land in a 15-minute prison cities. And I want you to hear this, because this is happening all over the globe. And we've known this for some time, but it's on the horizon now. It's right in front of our faces.
Basically, they're coming after your land, and they're going to start 15-minute cities. And their slogan is, just transition. Where did that come from? Well, it comes from a group called the C40. Cities 40. They are trying to make certain cities, almost all major cities in the world, 15-minute cities. And for us rural folks, they have planned to land grab. How will they do this? They are starting to make changes in our land use bylaws without our knowledge, without any votes or anything. This is a time to get involved, because they have not passed this yet, and they want to pass it September this year. Everybody in rural communities, everyone in large cities, start calling your mayors, start calling your MLAs, and asking them what are the changes that they want to make to the land use bylaws, so that we know, because this is what they're going to put in there. They're going to make slight changes that don't really make sense, but you will have to watch that in case of emergencies or lockdowns or climate lockdowns, what are they allowed to do to your land?
Yeah, folks, here it is, and I just want to say this because I've been seeing what's going on here in the state of Minnesota. They are trying to criminalize law abiders. That's what they're trying to do. In this particular situation, and that covers a multitude and a plethora of the things that they're trying to jam down on the American people across the United States today. But what this young lady's talking about right now, in case of emergency, they want 15-minute cities. They want easy access. They want the people to be conglomerated so they can control them more easily. Now, does this sound familiar? Does this sound like history is repeating itself once again? Yes, it in fact is, friends. But again, I lay one question to all those that are attempting to pass forth these illegal, un-American, unconstitutional legislative acts and policies which undermine the Constitution, mind you. Where are they assuming this authority that's never been given unto them by the American people? See, they've been so emboldened now, friends, that regardless if you say so or not, they're just going to do it. And you've seen this on full display over the last 3 years. Folks, you've seen them violate your First Amendment concerning freedom of speech. You've seen them censor you. You've seen them suppress you. You've seen them continuously drive their narrative. And might I add, with a question mark, 94% of the American people declare they don't believe the media. Why is it that if you don't believe it, why do you continuously turn the television on when you know that you're being lied to? Is that called holding the truth in unrighteousness, Romans 1:18? Why, yes, it is. Is that called hypocrisy? Do as I say, but don't do as I do, Matthew 23, verse 3. That's exactly what that is, friends. And your hypocrisy is catching up to you, like I shared with you yesterday. Now, I wish I could just go ahead and speak over the top of the American people, because I love people. I love to be around people. And the fact of the matter is, I love the Lord first and foremost, and I'm going to preach His truth, regardless of all those people that I'd like to be around, want to be around me or not. I prefer Him over the multitudes. And remember, Jesus came unto His own, and His own received Him not. Why? Because He was doing the same thing that I just told you that we need to be doing. We need to be the Peter. We need to be the John. We need to be the James. We need to be the ones that walk closely so we can hear the voice and we can feel the heartbeat of the Son of God on so many different levels. So, folks, we're going to hold to the Word of God here. We're going to cover a couple of topics here, and then we're going to get over to why is it that at people's funerals, regardless of how they died, why is it that the hirelings, John 10:12, are preaching them into heaven? Because I, for the life of me, can't find that in Scripture. I find just the exact opposite. Sons of LibertyRadio.com, Sons of LibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground of Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy how that works, isn't it? Folks, have you seen this? This is a guy named Philip Marshall, and he wrote a book exposing 9/11 to the Bush regime, and mysteriously, he shot himself twice with a shotgun to the head. He killed his two kids and his family dog, and they want you to believe it was a suicide. It was a murder-suicide. Folks, when are you going to come to an end of playing the fools to these people? Philip Marshall, again, he's an author of a book that exposed the September 11th attacks and the George W. Bush administration and Abstergo Industries. So therefore, in order to silence Marshall, a hitman named David A. Clark murdered Marshall, his two teenage children, Alex and Michaela, and their family dog, execution style, and the local police, which were infiltrated by Abstergo agents. The deaths were eventually ruled murder-suicide. I mean, folks, I mean, how many hundreds of people have fallen for exposing these crimes? I mean, isn't it for the American people to have a little respect and gratitude by standing up for the same laws that they were magnifying? My goodness, friends. My goodness. Shameful conduct. And why are they so bold in their efforts and their doings, friends? Because they know that the people are just going to let them do it. That's why they do it. What happens, folks, the most dangerous individual is the man that has nothing to lose. And when is it that the American people are going to serve God on those terms? What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? They're trying to gain the world, and the Lord told them, deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. He who tries to save his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. That's real spiritual liberty. And they're making some serious enemies, to say the least, friends, because not everybody's rolling over and playing impotent and apathetic in the face of their crimes. It's all, the wrath is building up. Rest assured, friends, rest assured. I wanted to let you know as to what they're doing in the state of Minnesota real quick. The said legislators, instead of rounding them all up, incarcerating them, and judging them according to the laws, they're trying to pass through omnibus bills right now in the state of Minnesota, tearing down the laws that protect children from predators. They're trying to normalize pedophilia in the state. I've been saying this for 20 years, and here we are. Every single one of those said legislators, hey folks, should be rounded up lawfully, not only impeached, but prosecuted at every level for the crimes that they mean to advocate for. And don't get me wrong, they are crimes on so many different levels. And this is what they mean to do, friends. See, liberty to make laws does not give us license to break them. And first of all, you cannot make a law that is in contrast to the enumerated laws or common law in which God established. But yet, people think that they can do whatever they want to do. Well, in some states, they're not putting up with any of this. Matter of fact, in Texas, I don't know if you've seen this, if you want to watch it, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe, SOL Radio Live, go to that Rumble feed, subscribe to that page, or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well, 1-866-582-9933, stick to the topic. I want you to see what happens when men dressed up as women want to go ahead and try to push their weight around in Texas. Let's see how this goes for them, okay? Let's see how that's going to work out for him, trying to be a woman. I bet that probably wasn't a response he was looking for. See, folks, you can go ahead and try to suppress the people all you want and drive your narrative. It doesn't mean everybody's going to go along with it. And down in Texas, down south, they ain't putting up with none of this garbage, are they? No, absolutely not. See, these people understand what it means to never letting the guilty, or should I say, they understand never to be the guilty concerning sacrificing any portion of truth on the altar of peace. See, they understand that peace officers, friends, enforce the law. And it lines up perfectly with that of Isaiah 51, verse 4. Read it when you get a moment, folks. We're holding to Scripture here. I didn't want you to forget about the fact, neither, that a lot of people are still dying from these experimental jabs. My friend from Michigan sent this out a couple days ago. A gift from God. West Michigan freshman remembered after sudden death. A freshman. Boy, I've been to that state 46 times in the last 3 years. I failed to mention, friends, that I was doing high schools in Michigan 10 years ago. And you would have thought their parents would have listened, because quite frankly, when I look at this, I look at the kids, again, paying the price for the acts of the derelict parents that are not paying attention to people like myself that are trying to warn them concerning of what the pandemic's been about, what's in those said experimental jabs. I mean, there's enough information out there where there's no more excuse for anyone, friends, as to give those that are setting the narrative a pass any further in any sense of the word. Also wanted to highlight this, friends. We're also seeing doctors in hospitals will face murder charges for actions during pandemic, the lawyer claims. His name is Well, it says some doctors and healthcare systems who imposed extreme measures like vaccine mandates and pushed experimental treatments during the COVID pandemic will be prosecuted for murder, according to attorney Warner. Warner Mendendahl. And folks, where some of these people come up with these names, I have no idea, but that was proper. So again, what's happening, folks, is people are getting on the offensive. And I want to tell you, I was just talking to someone that was former NSA, very involved in the government, used to work in the government right before the show. And the fact of the matter is, friends, these people all the well know what they're doing. Don't you think for one moment Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates and Donald Trump and Joe Biden and everybody else in the CDC and the NIH and the WHO don't act like they didn't know what they're doing. Many of them aren't even qualified to tell you what's good and what's not good. I mean, the great wonder here is, friends, is Bill Gates calls for the extermination of, what, 3.6 billion people on the planet. That is, said he, if we do a really good job on vaccines and reproductive health, Planned Parenthood, murdering babies. Yep, he said it. The great wonder is how did that guy become the one to drive the narrative? Well, he's the one that's making billions of dollars off the ignorance of the people on a global basis that bent the knee to the likes of a Bill Gates, who received all of his ideologies, said his dad, from Planned Parenthood, exterminating the lives of human beings. Who would want to do that? Well, his father, Satan, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But how is it that Bill Gates became a self-appointed virologist? How is it that he has become a professional doctor now on vaccines? How is it that he has somehow or another become a self-elected representative to the people on a global basis? How is that, friends? Oh, well, Bradley, he's got the money. Well, you know, money answereth all the matters, right? In all matters, the Bible tells us. That's absolutely true. But what about the righteous? Where are they? Okay, you got a small percentage of the people on the top that are driving this narrative, and you got the masses that are just succumbing to it. Again, does it come to the point where the people on a global basis are ashamed for what they tolerate? Oh, and guess what? They're regrouping to do it all over again, Americans. They're regrouping to do it all over again. Just wanted to make clear that you understood that. Okay, so here it is. I want to get over to this because it's important that we do. I've been to funerals, and I'm going to get to one of them in just a bit here. And you know what? Here, let me do it this way. What I want to say is this. I remember a preacher once said that he went to a funeral where a young man was shot and killed in a strip bar. He was shot and killed for the purpose of a drug deal going bad. When he went to the funeral, he sat in horror listening to the hireling talk about how this young man has now been ushered into heaven. And he stated, isn't it interesting, most people didn't see this, but what that said hireling did to all the friends that showed up at their buddy's funeral who was just shot at a strip club for a drug deal that's gone bad, he said he just justified every single one of them going on in their sin. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And isn't that what you see when you go to a funeral today, friends, and people die in their sin? What do you hear? Oh, no, no, no. Oh, the grace. You mean the grace that says go and sin no more, John 8:11? Oh, no, no, not that grace. The grace that we're told by those that don't even experience or understand or know the Christ. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
We are the Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Still optimism from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on the hunt for a budget and deficit deal.
Challenges on certain points that we have differences in. But I believe we can find the common ground there.
And the talks continue. NBC reports Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will launch his presidential campaign tomorrow night during a Twitter discussion with Twitter's owner, Elon Musk. Billionaire Harlan Crow is telling the Senate Judiciary Committee it does not have the authority to investigate his friendship with Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Remember the old line, take precautions? The Centers for Disease Control says the number of HIV cases in the USA in 2021 was around 32,000. That's a 12% drop from 4 years earlier. The CDC says younger people may be just taking more precautions. Rich Johnson, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. It's real itchy here in the state of Minnesota. Oh, I'm sorry. Springtime here in Minnesota, not Minnesota anymore. That was, 3 weeks ago? But anyways, with that said, it's real itchy right now, and it's almost agitating that time. So anyways, with that said, I just wanted to give you a weather report, right? Meteorologist Bradley Dean has to say this is what it's like here in the state of Minnesota. Okay, so why are those that die in their sins, why are they being ushered into heaven when Scripture says just the exact opposite? I want to lay this and predicate this and premise this first and foremost. And when you go over to Luke 16, and it talks about this in verse 18, and I'm just going to give you a short on each point that I'm going to make so I can lead up to the highlight, article in which I want to convey to you today, okay? So there was a certain rich man, this is verse 19, Luke 16. There was a certain rich man which clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. Okay, he lived high on the hog. And then there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores. Okay, so we know the story to this point. When the rich man died, what happened? Well, the Bible says that he went to hell. And when the poor man died, right? he went to heaven. Now, it doesn't matter if you're poor or you're rich. You can be very wealthy and you can be poor of spirit because you have a need of the Lord. It tells us that we're rich in the faith, as a matter of fact, in the book of James. And you can be poor, friends, and you can still be hellbound. Okay? So I just want to make clear that that's not the issue here. That's not the lesson here, neither, in any sense of the word. But it tells us, and it came to pass in verse 22, Luke 16, and it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in verse 23, it tells us the rich man was in hell, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And the rich man that was in hell cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus now, that he may dip the tip of his finger in the water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. So he probably didn't believe the law of Moses, did he? Nope. He probably never repented, did he? No, absolutely he did not. And now he's in hell, and now he believes everything that it was told, and he didn't take heed when he should have, and now he's having to take heed, regardless if he wants to believe it or not, because he's there forever. It tells us that he was tormented in the flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember thou in thy lifetime received good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he's comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us, you and there's a gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot. Okay, there's no way out. Neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, verse 27, Luke 16, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. See, he is now living in his reality. The bed that he made, per se. Now he wants someone to go warn his brothers of the impending judgment that is in fact a reality to him that is now in hell. Listen to what he said. Then he said, I pray therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify unto them, lest they should also come into this place of torment. What did Abraham say unto him? Abraham said, they have Moses, the schoolmaster, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul, 19:7 of Psalm, Galatians 3:4, wherefore the law is the schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. The law condemns us and it drives us to the cross. The law detects, grace conquers. The law detects, grace conquers. Period. For I have five brethren. I want you to go warn them now of this place of torment because it is real. It's as real as when they told me when I was on the earth. But I passed from life unto death, now realizing that I am going to live for an eternity, and this is the fruit of my ways. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. I asked my mother, or my wife's grandmother, who was 98 years old when she passed away, what was it that she was raised up on? She was born in 1914. She said her whole life, all the way up until 1962, she said every Sabbath they would preach the law and the prophets. Everything changed in the 60s, friends, when the American people allowed the state, Supreme Court to commit an act of oligarchy. That means where few rule over many, by telling you what you can believe, what you can do, and how you can do it, when they never had the authority to do it anyways. The law and the prophets, she said. Isn't it interesting that when I'm looking at the man in hell, the response to him from Abraham was, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, but Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto them, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. How backwards to what we're hearing in this country today on so many different levels. You know, it tells us in John 5:38-40, and you have not his word abiding in you, because if you did, by the way, you would live accordingly. For whom he has sent, him you believe not. This is Jesus. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are which testify of me, and yet you will not come to me. You've not repented. You've not put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Nope, you're going to go on in your sin, and you fail to understand that when you come to me, you would have life. See, the Bible tells us clearly speaking of how men die and then they're preached into heaven, and I'm talking about those that die in their sin, or the cause of death, which is the fruit of their sin, right? It's interesting, friends, how when you look at that, in many cases, they don't realize that the Word of God abides in us. And if the Word of God abides in us, guess what we do? We don't succumb, we overcome. It tells us in 1 John 5:4, what is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. Really what it comes down to, and I love to use the analogy, there's two dogs in a ring, and they're both thrown into the ring to fight to the death. I ask a question to all of you. Which one is going to win the fight? I want to tell you, the one that you feed the most. You feed on the spirit of the world, you're going to succumb. You feed on the bread of life, John 6:35, you're going to overcome. And that's what it means in Romans 8:35, where it says that we're made more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Okay, and so what does that life consist of? That we overcome. Why? Because we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. But what happens if we remain in our sin and we go on? Well, here, first I want to ask the question. Galatians 3:24, what's happened to the law that is the schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ? Hey, folks, lower the law. You dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. It's the law that's the schoolmaster to drive us unto Christ. What are they using now? They're using a false grace. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Here, I think I have it here. Hang on. I want to read this. Yes. But Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and last of all, which of all other I should have never foreseen or once suspected, he hath raised up a sect of such as teach that the Ten Commandments ought to be taken out of the church, and that men should not be terrified with the law, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ. Martin Luther. Isn't that what's being taught today? Yep. It's on its head, friends. The very law that's our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ is null and void. And it weakens the hands and the Holy Ghost of the Holy Ghost to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Read John 16, starting in verse 8. Another question, what happened to repentance before God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ? That's found in Acts 20, verse 21. What happened to the people in this country that understand the message of real grace, such as go and sin no more? That is real grace, right? John 8:11. See, it tells us in 1 John 3:6 that whosoever abideth in him, they transgress not God's moral law. No, because grace fulfills it. And we establish it by faith. What happened to the fear of the Lord that teaches us to depart from lawlessness? Proverbs 16:6. What happened to scriptures in the New Testament like 2 Corinthians 5:11? What does it say? It says, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Whoa, terror of the Lord for what? We've repented because we are to fear Him, not the consequence. Hell is the consequence of a lack of fear of the Lord in departing from our iniquity. Hey, folks, what happened to sanctification unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ? Might I add, the blood that washes us from our sins. 1 Peter 1:2 tells us, through sanctification of the Spirit, that is a lifetime process, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. What happened to that? What happened to this? What happened to this? Because you see in America today, you see where everybody's looking for an excuse to remain in their sin as the standard rather than looking to the Christ that deliver us from our sins. I've said this before, I'll say it again. My testimony is not how bad I am. And by the way, if you'd like one of these booklets, sonsoflibertymedia.com, take you about a half hour, 20 minutes to a half hour to read it. My testimony is not how bad of a sinner I was, but how good of a Savior He is. That's understanding. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. So when you see those stickers, you know, we're not perfect, just forgiven. No, no, those people don't understand the gospel. They're not saved. And they may be on their way, but the fact of the matter is, friends, they don't understand the gospel or the power of the gospel right there, right then and there. Why? Because they're still looking for excuses to stay in their sin. We're to seek perfection in Christ. Remember when the Lord told Abraham, be thou perfect and walk before me? Isn't it interesting? You see the word perfect throughout the New Testament time and time again. I mean, we pray prayers like creating me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me, right? Well, what does that bring us to? Perfection. Are we supposed to grow down in our excuses, or are we supposed to grow up into Him who is the head of the principality and powers? Are we supposed to seek Him and grow up in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Yeah. Does it say anything about making excuses for your sin? Does it say anything about the grace of God being used as an occasion for the flesh? Oh, yes, it does. But it tells us to avoid that. It tells us to avoid that, not the other way around. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Ajima, and I approve this message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking about why are those that die in their sins being ushered into heaven. I just want to make a couple more points, and we're going to just drive it line upon line, precept upon precept. Hey, folks, what has happened to holiness? Having therefore promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. Look to the standard, Jesus Christ, right? Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. How do we do that? We look to the cross of Christ. I don't want to offend anything that put him on that cross. I repented of that. 2 Corinthians 7:10-11. 2 Corinthians 7:10-11. What happened to be holy? For I am holy, 1 Peter 1:16. And for holiness, which without no man shall see the Lord, Hebrews 12:14. Yet you see all these people that are dying in their sin, and yet somehow or another they're being ushered into hell, and they were an enemy to holiness. They were an enemy to righteousness. They were an enemy to the Lord. Whoa, that's craziness. I mean, these people that are dying this way, they don't know what regeneration is or the renewing of the Holy Ghost, Titus 3:5. They don't know what it means to grow up in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. They have no desires. Folks, I had a guy one time say this to me. It was a good thing I was sitting down because I would have fell back. But I remember we were talking about the things of the Lord. He said, Bradley, he goes, I love the Lord, but I have no desire for His Word. You love the Lord, who is the Word was made flesh. You love Him, but you don't have any desire for His Word. Folks, that makes absolutely no sense. He has no desire for the things of the Lord. No, what He did is He created a God that looks just like Him that doesn't exist. And He's going to die in His sin as well if He doesn't repent. Okay? So what I want to do is I want to get down to this. What happened to common faith of bringing forth fruit under the glory of Christ? Matthew 5:16, John 15:5. What happened to remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love? 1 Thessalonians 1:3. And what happened to the fruit of following the Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith? Hebrews 12:2. And then becoming fishers of men. Let me say this. If you see people that declare that they're saved and they're not about the work of the Lord's hands and speaking forth the word of the Lord, get away from them. Because they're not born of the Spirit. To whom the Lord sends, speaketh forth the word. The word. Folks, it's in my conversation. It's in my vocabulary all day long. My conversation becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ. I wish I had five people in my life that did nothing but want to sit around. And I'm talking about during break, right? Concerning the word of God and just going over and hashing it back and forth. And what have you learned? And what have you learned? Like that of Charles Wesley and John Wesley and George Whitfield back in the day. That's what they used to do. They'd get together. They did that after they were ostracized and kicked out of the church, John 16:1. I got to go forward here, friends. So here it is. I knew a woman who was without natural affection towards her own children. I went to her funeral. Her children were a problem coming into the world, as were they a problem when she went out from the world. Her boyfriends took precedent over her children, no doubt about it. She was an adulterer, which is a violation of the seventh commandment. She was a fornicator, 1 Corinthians 6:9, in which no fornicator shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. She was a liar, Proverbs 19:9 tells us, a false witness shall not go unpunished. And she was also a gambler, which is a violation of the tenth commandment, thou shalt not covet. Her house was under financial debt twofold, okay? As a matter of fact, when she died, her children had to pay for her funeral. Then the hireling, not a preacher, make distinction. There's a huge one. One's born of the Spirit, one's not. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. But this hireling then gets up in front of everybody at the funeral and tells the people that she was a wonderful mother to her children and that she is now in a better place. Why is it that people always go there? People that don't even have a clue or can care less about the things of God until somebody dies. And the first thing they say is they're in a better place. They died in their sin, man. What do you mean they're in a better place? See, the Word of God declares just the opposite as to how they declare or proclaim. This hireling said that she was now in heaven, when in fact the Word of God says just the opposite. Friends, she wasn't heaven-bound. She was hell-bound. Can I take you a step further? What's also interesting to note concerning this funeral that I went to, because I knew this woman, I also knew 2 days before she died, a nurse had approached somebody that I knew and told us that that woman that I'm highlighting right now woke up at 5:00 in the morning and she was fear-stricken. She was startled to no end. When the nurse walked into the room and asked the question, "What is it that you're so startled about?" She said, "I just had a vision of impending judgment." Did you hear that? Out of her own mouth. Yet she was preached into heaven. She was about ready to face her judge, just like the rest of us. And I got to tell you something, folks, and I can feel this. It pains me to say this stuff. Because I wouldn't wish hell on anybody but those that deserve it. And those that deserve it are those that reject the mercy found in Jesus Christ. Remember, mercy rejoiceth against judgment, but that mercy falls to those that repented of their sins. Not the other way around. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness. Then love wounds itself by killing justice. God's throne is what? The very character of God is righteousness and judgment. He is holy. He is a good judge. He is the God that I love with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. He is the one that says, I will not at all acquit the wicked. In any sense of the word. Hey, folks, think about this. We're going to be judged according to every word we say and every thought we think. Not just word and deed, folks. Oh, my goodness. Every thought. See, we're not responsible for the birds that fly over the top of our head, but we are if we allow them to nest in our head. We're to take every thought captive and make it obedient to the word of God. Period. That's what Scripture says. You want to understand real grace? Then look to the Christ. He is the one that we are to emulate. And every time that we fall short in any sense of the word, and I'm not talking about willful sin, but where we ever fall short, we are to go back to the cross and repent and ask the Lord to empower us and to create in us that clean heart. To renew us, Titus 3:5. And to regenerate us that we might be just like Him whose our eyes are fixed upon. Now, isn't it interesting, folks? I'm talking about people when you go to heaven, or I'm sorry, to funerals, regardless of how they die, they're all going to heaven. And when I'm sitting there in some of these funerals, I'm just grieving. I'm like, whoa, wait a second. How did this person just die? Well, Bradley, God knows the heart, yep. But we're called to judge the fruit according to the judge's word. Isn't that interesting? Remember Jesus said in Matthew 7:23, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Isn't that interesting? Well, Bradley, how do you do this? Well, if you believe on the Lord and you really truly love Him, I don't have to tell you a thing. And if you're truly born of the Spirit, He'll lead you. Romans 8:14, to do the right thing. And I can guarantee you it always goes right back to Jesus. Him, He who is alive, that sits at the right hand of my Father. Bradley, how do I do this? Well, Charles Spurgeon used to say, Lord, give me more grace that I might keep your commandments better. Exactly. He wasn't looking for excuses. He was looking for perfection. The Bible is clear. Those that continue in sin, which is transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4, will die in their sin. Hey, friends, can I ask you something? Where do sinners go? According to the American church, everybody goes to heaven. I'm here to tell you, even if I'm standing here all by myself, you are sadly deceived, and you are self-deceived. The fruits of this woman that I was just highlighting, friends, going to her funeral, she had other gods. She did not serve the Lord. She served herself and her lusts. She created a Jesus that looked just like her, one that was okay with her adultery, her fornication, her lying, her gambling, and yet, according to the modern gospel, in America, she is heaven-bound. Nope, this is called using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Galatians 5:13. She knew that what she was doing was sin before God, but she could have cared less. Yet she never repented. She never repented. She never repented. How do you know? It's because she continued on in her sins, and this willfully so. Don't sit there and tell me someone that's born of the Spirit's going to go out there and live like the devil. You have it backwards. She used to take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. She failed to understand that the Lord will not hold her guiltless that taketh His name in vain. Until that is before the day of impending judgment in which she spoke of 2 days before she passed. She didn't honor the Sabbath. Rather, she dishonored the Sabbath in disobedience, as did she dishonor her parents in dishonoring the Lord. And folks, I can go on. And I can go on and I can go on. You know, I got to tell you, this 1 hour, it literally feels like a 15-minute show to me. I could go on for another 45 minutes, which would be 2 more hours, equating it as to how I just did in measurement.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.